You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, yeah, we are having a great time here. We've got Gary Press. Gary's an old friend. Gary, we met on, was it a NAOP Buster 1,000 years ago, I think.
I think it was 1,002.
Yeah, I know.
It's been a long time. But we're both survivors, buddy.
You're the best. Gary is the chairman of Lifestyle Media Group. He provides a vision, creativity, and the direction for the largest and fastest growing magazine publisher in South Florida. With 12 local publications, LMG's combined readership is over 700,000. It includes business professionals, community leaders, entrepreneurs, young and trendy up-and-comers. Heck, I read it too. So the launch of their latest publication, South Florida Business Wealth, that's going to be at the end of the summer. Gary's here to talk about it, and he brought a special guest with him, Kevin Gale. Kevin, you're the publisher, right?
I am indeed.
All right. So, Gary, tell me a little bit about the market niche that you seek to serve with your 11 publications and what you're going to serve with South Florida Business and Wealth.
Thank you. Well, our lifestyle brand is all over South Florida, from Boca Raton to Weston, Las Olas, and down even in Pinecrest. So we have 10 magazines in total, one right on the West Coast in Estero. And those publications are just very high-end consumer lifestyle. What's going on in your community? What's going on in your county? Really interesting stories. And I'm a little biased, but we think they're the best designed publications down here. I guess about 6 months ago, I went looking for an editor for the business magazine that I wanted to do. And the initials KG came to me, and it wasn't for Kevin Garnett.
He's old and over the hill anyway.
He is. He is. And so the KG I was thinking about was Kevin Gale. And, Kevin spent about 12 years with me. I was the publisher of the South Florida Business Journal while Kevin was my editor-in-chief. And, there really wasn't a substitute. I had to go for the best, and, Kevin's now with us. So Kevin, want to add something there?
Well, the gang's back together. There's a number of other coworkers we have from the Business Journal, and we've got a really great team here. We're very excited. We got a great creative team. We got a great sales team. We got a great editorial team. So it's really an exciting time.
So Gary's been exploiting, I'll call it the lifestyle niche, with the neighborhood-based periodicals. What's going to make South Florida Business and Wealth stand out in the crowd? Because, you go to every office, there's this glossy thing. It's Bal Harbour. It's wherever it is. It's glossy. It's full of models and all this stuff. What's going to make you different?
Well, the business aspect, number one. And secondly, certainly the wealth aspect. When you look around the country, most major communities have a solid business magazine. We don't have one in South Florida. So Kevin and I decided to subscribe to dozens and dozens of these publications. And when we went through them, we saw that some of them were good. Some of them weren't so good. So we looked at the best of what we saw that was out there, and then we decided to try to create something that we felt encompassed that plus a lot more. And the a lot more is really that wealth aspect. We're going to be going to every CEO, every CIO, every CFO. I can go right down the C-suite. And also major players, most of the lawyers will be getting it, bankers will be getting it. So these are folks who have a great disposable income, are making decisions for their companies on what they purchase. And we wanted to, on the wealth side, come up with something a little different. So you're going to see articles in there about local companies where people can actually invest. So if somebody's starting a local company, they want to roll up bike stores all over the country, and you can get into this investment, we're going to teach you about that and show you. These are only the things that were chatted about at cocktail parties or dinners in the past.
It's really cool because the one thing that I've noticed, all the businesses that I network with, the lawyers, the accountants, the bankers, the hot buzzword for them is family office and wealth management. It sounds like this is right up their alley.
It's totally up their alley. The publications are right there. I'm going to give that one to Kevin, actually.
Kevin, all right.
Yeah, because Kevin is the editorial brains behind this thing. We work together hand in hand. But I know you've been following this, and you're actually writing a story about it now.
Yeah, I actively following family business. It's a huge buzzword right now, as you said, Jim. And the thing about our readers is their wealth decisions and their business decisions are very intertwined. You have a lot of money. You're deciding, do you go and invest in a hedge fund? Do you want to invest in a new venture? You got a guy down the street, you know, he's shopping you a venture. And it's a very exciting time here in Miami. There's a lot of money coming into the area, a lot of money that's been invested in real estate. And now people are looking at other things they can invest their money in here. The tech scene is really exploding.
Yeah, we've had Matt Hagman on from the Knight Foundation. We've had the guys from eMERGE. We're really involved in trying to get that message out. And it's terrific. It sounds like we're really trying to do a lot of similar things. You know, one of the articles that you have here, Kevin, it's just a concept that I think about every day, but really never talk about. And it's the rebirth and the transformation of our neighborhoods here in South Florida. It's one of the things I do as a professional looking for multifamily sites and retail sites throughout all our different neighborhoods, helping us build our future. And it's something that most people don't really realize. All they see in the transformation of our neighborhoods is more traffic. What do you see?
Well, you know, Gary and I, years ago, went visited with George Perez, and George, being the sage that he is, said, South Florida is going to turn into a collection of urban villages. And that's exactly what we're seeing emerge here. Up and down the whole coast, you know, a place like Delray Beach was a ghost town downtown, really vibrant. Midtown, your friend Shelley knows what it was like there. Oh. It's exploding. Luxury retail there. Who would have thought that 10 years ago?
Luxury retail with babies. I mean, baby stuff for luxury. It's just absolutely amazing. Grocery stores are now coming in. With the traffic being what it is and the fact that our traffic planners are betting on mass transit, not building any more roads, lots more cars are coming. Either you're going to have to go to work off peak or you're going to have to work, live, play, and food shop in the same neighborhood. I know my little wife goes all over town, but soon she'll just be able to go all around the neighborhood because all those stores are coming. Is that something you see, Gary? Oh, Gary, look, I'm looking at Kevin, talking to Gary. Oh, my gosh, I'm just too excited. Kevin.
Well, I'll give you a good example. Yesterday, I went to the unveiling of All Aboard Florida's station in Miami, and I've been following that very closely. It's going to be great to have a high-speed train to Orlando, but I think a lot of us are hoping this is a precursor to commuter rail on the Florida East Coast Railway. So think about being able to live in a place like Dania Beach near Fort Lauderdale Airport and be able to commute downtown to Miami, 30 minutes, use your Wi-Fi, have a nice, comfortable train to do that in. Or you're a business person in Miami and want to go to West Palm, have an easy ride up there instead of battling traffic.
Shh, you're telling everybody what I'm working on, Kevin. I need to have a little secrecy in what I do. I've been working on that stuff for years where you have a lot of clients that want to do transit-oriented development. There's a lot of debate on where the FEC East track stations are going to be. Believe me, I'm doing all kinds of research. So let me do mine before you publish yours. Now, we only got 3 or 4 minutes in this segment, so you guys are going to be able to hang out and do another segment with me?
Sure.
Awesome. So, Gary, what is it about this magazine that's going to make it different? You know, some of the things we talked about in the green room included some of the people that you're going to have involved on your board. Who are some of those people?
Well, I think the magazine is going to be different, again, for a lot of reasons. But one of the things we were talking about before, Jim, was that we're actually putting together 3 different editorial advisory boards, 1 per county. And this is going to consist of 10 to 12 different people per county. And we're looking at the finest folks that are going to be doing this. You know, some of the companies we have involved is Trip Scott. You know, Ron Book's involved.
Oh, Ron Book, friend of a friend. I mean, Ron Book is a big friend. We do Lauren's Kids. Awesome. High five for Ron Book.
Yeah, Ron's a terrific guy. And we're looking for folks, you know Ron very well. Like Ron, somebody who's got their finger on the pulse of what's going on, something that can bring to us different thoughts and ideas and also critique us. Tell us what we think, what we're doing right. Tell us what you think we can improve on.
So you're looking for thought leaders in the different silos of business and industry here in South Florida, technology, banking, finance, wealth management, I guess.
Legal.
Legal, toys, I mean, cars, boats, all that kind of stuff too, huh?
Absolutely. You know, this is an interesting magazine because it's not just about what's going on in the business community. We're following that. But these are for people who have attained some significant wealth. And we want to talk to them about how they can invest their money and how they can spend their money. So
you know,
it's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, it's really interesting because it's fascinating that you put my picture on the front. I'm just kidding. It's David Beckham's picture on the front. And mm-hmm. it talks about David Beckham. Can he bend it in Miami? All I could say is you got to listen to some of our really good music things that we put on to make people crack up, too. I'm actually going to be talking about what I think about the stadium at the end of the show. So people may want to stick around about that. We've only got about a minute left. So ask, why don't we go to an early break? Then we'll come back with a little more extra time for everybody in the next segment. How about that? All right. We're going to go to a break. We'll be back after this. We've got Kevin Gale. He's the publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine. And we've got Gary Press. He is the chairman of Lifestyle Media Group, talking about new publications and ideas here in South Florida. Back after this, Oscar, it's all yours.